Uh-oh. It's time for Midnight Mondo, starring the Ogden Edsel. I'm your studio host, Otis 12, and that's Dogbert and Judy. Oh, too many teardrops here on Midnight Mondo, the best thereof. We're having an organ clinic. Yes, an organ clinic. Listen to that organ, power organ.
Wait, that's not an organ. That's Morse code.
Whoa, it's an obvious message to our Chinese allies. Do we have any Chinese allies?
What it says is, tonight on the best of Midnight Mondo, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander.
Hey, stop, there goes the Chinese ally. Oh, okay. And also tonight, Debbie Boone on the show will recreate Pat Boone, that's right. And Pat as himself here on the show. What else, Diver Dan Newby?
Also, a crazy team of acrobats from Barbados are going to do some strange things with the relics of the 12 apostles.
Oh, and a pop version of the passion play of Oberammergau.
With Moby Grape.
Hey, should be great. All the biggies, all the best on Mondo Midnight of Best B.
This isn't Giselle McKenzie. We were going to have Giselle McKenzie.
I thought Giselle was going to be on the... You know, I had lunch with Giselle once, so really, she's a nice lady. Wears funny belt buckles. And when the sun comes up,
I'll be on top. You know, not all kinds of learning comes out of books. Why, some of it comes from brains gnarled and twisted by experience itself. Just listen to Midnight Mondo's own Old Geezer.
Gee, old geezer, sir, where does the wind come from?
Well, buckaroo, the wind is made when the trees make love. You know what love is now, don't you, boy?
Well, gee gosh, yes, old geezer. I'm 7 years old. The wind is made when the trees make hickeys.
Right-a-rooney. Now, the trees, they get all excited and sway back and forth so as you get wind. And the winter winds are cold because the trees are naked. And the summer winds are warm because the leaves rub together and cause warmth. Friction, very scientific.
Is that why you have a neurotic fear of leaves, old geezer?
Well, I guess so, buckaroo. Leaves can cause fire. I won't let leaves rub up against me. I might burn up.
Well, gee, leaves rub up against me and I don't burn up.
Well, that's because you don't have a beard.
Well, yes, I do.
Well, I say you do.
Well, but it's plastic.
Well, see, now that explains it. Leaves are dangerous to beards. That's why I don't have any leaves on my face. You put leaves together with a good stand of facial hair and you watch out. Barbers won't work in forests. Mm. Trees burn up in the forest. Trees make love close to each other in the forest and their leaves catch on fire if the trees have beards, and the trees down the block don't catch fire unless they're hit by lightning.
Where does the lightning come from, old geezer?
Well, lightning comes from stars making love with clouds.
Oh, the stars jump on the clouds.
Hey, that's right, Jocko, and the stars are always on top. Kind of a quaint old folk way, huh? Well, it's the truth, and the scientists know it. You ever seen a scientist walk in the forest during a lightning storm at night?
No.
Well, you won't either, because it's too dangerous. They know they might catch fire.
Well, then why don't the scientists warn us about the leaves and the lightning, old geezer?
Well, I tell you why. It's because the scientists are afraid of the truth, Rugrat. That's why they don't answer none of my letters. They're afraid. That's why the scientist's wives are unhappy all the time. Oh. The scientists are afraid of catching fire. They never make love.
Well, gosh, that's silly.
You're right, it's silly. You can't catch fire making love unless you have leaves. Everybody knows that. You never seen a scientist's wife with a beard, have you?
Or leaves.
Or leaves. Of course, I've seen a lot of scientists blow hot air. Now, I can't figure that one out. They don't make love. They don't have any leaves. And if they did, it must have been the Mexican food that they always eat. Yeah, that's it, the Mexican food. All them hot spices from Mexican plants that they use to make love. Yeah. All that friction. Oh. It must transfer. Yeah, it transfers into the spices in their food. It's potential energy. It's very scientific. Well, there must be some truth to it.
Gosh, you're smart, old geezer.
Well, it's just common sense, buckaroo. It's like my grandma used to say, never stick a sharp object in your ear over a major fault line.
Hi, this is Otis 12.
And Diver Dan Doomy.
And we're in the old Mondo kitchen here, frying up expensive pieces of meat here.
Some wildebeest here.
We're mad about frying. Yeah, that's good.
Panda shank.
How about throw some bald eagle thigh in there, will you?
Do we have any whale meat?
Yeah, it's in the freezer next to the snail darters.
Okay.
Right behind the porpoise burgers.
Oh,
there.
Panther breast.
Oh, yeah. How about some giraffe giblets?
Okay. How about a little bit of leg of gazelle?
Yeah. We are ecologically sensitive, all you people out there. Don't worry. We're not going to eat this stuff. We'll just throw it away. Mad about frying. This is the best of Midnight Mondo. We're the giraffe giblets.
Okay, now it's time for more Midnight Mondo radio exercises. Okay, everybody, let's go.
All right, now, put your hand on your ear.
Put your hand on your ear.
Put your hand on your throat.
Put your hand on your throat.
Stick a finger in your mouth.
Stick a finger in your mouth.
Stick a finger in your eye.
Stick a finger in your eye.
Now jump up and down.
Now jump up and down.
And squeeze real tight.
Squeeze real tight.
And repeat after me.
And repeat after me.
Is this the bus?
Is this the bus?
The council bus.
The council bus.
Now, honey.
Honey.
It's just not working out.
It's not working out.
I want a divorce.
I want a divorce.
Isn't this fun?
Isn't this fun?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Daddy, Daddy, come quick.
What is it, son? What is it?
Mommy, Mommy's floating place down in the bathtub. She's dead.
My favorite tape player. Oh, and I don't think my insurance will cover this. Oh, no.
Hey, don't worry.
Oh, who are you?
I'm your Mutual of Paris claims adjuster. Oh. And, well, your insurance policy does cover this unfortunate accident. Here's a check to get you through the next few days.
Wow, this is really fast. This is vive la difference over other insurance companies.
Glad to help.
Hey, son, we've got it made now. We can spend the weekend in a motel.
Oh, boy. Daddy, can we get one with magic fingers?
Hey, I'll give you a whole sack full of quarters, kid.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Maybe a cute babysitter, too. I'm going to go out to the nightclub. Let's pack up.
Okay, Daddy, you have fun.
Mutual of Paris. The insurance company that turns tragedy into fun for you and your loved ones.
Vive la difference.
Hey, kids, look. It's the Bondage King.
Yay! Yay!
The magical bondable bondage king. He'll tie up most anything. Dressed up in leather with metal rings.
Yay!
He's the magical bondable bondage king.
Oh, Bondage King, there are so many things to choose from here at Bondage Burgers that I can't make up my mind. Let me see, should I have an apple tickler or a cherry tickler? Or maybe just get some straps at the leather bar? Or some French-tied potatoes? Or some whipped cream or shackled slaw? Or maybe the bondage burger itself, those two slices of beef tied to a sesame seed bun and a pickle strapped to each patty, all imprisoned in a cardboard box. And I get chained for my dollar, too.
Chains. Well, no need to worry about decisions,
no?
Timmy. I'll just tie you up.
No,
and I'll force feed you. You'll have it our way at Bondage Burger. Yes, at Bondage Burger, we do it all to you.
Bondage Burger, over 6 million bound.
Meanwhile, remember, fluoride and bauxite are not the same thing. Beware of dishonest salesmen. Chew your fat thoroughly. And finally, people are starving in China.
Oh, yeah? Well, just name one. Go ahead. Not doing so well in Cleveland either.
Yes, it's that time of year again. The holidays approach, and you remember with fondness and love all those relatives and friends you left behind on your mad rush to success. Wouldn't you like to give Mom and Dad a call? Give Sis a ring on the phone. Visit your crippled Aunt Esther via telephone. Long distance. Don't kid yourself. It's not nearly as good as being there. For years, it's been a dream. For years, it's been a rumor. For years, it's been the hope of millions. Now, it's a reality at long last. John, Paul, George and Ringo, the Beatles, come together.
Come together.
Together at long last.
Over me.
The Beatles come together one last time. live on the only stage that could hold their force. The Beatles, live at the Grand Canyon, August 14th, 1979. Step into your dream. Believe. The Beatles come together, live at the Grand Canyon. The only place big enough to hold the sound that bent history. The Beatles come together, August 14th, 1979. The Beatles. This is a dream, and this is Midnight Mondo, and this is a hoax, and this is a table, and this is a chair, and this is a bird, and this is an alien, and this is an angel, and this is a...
Hey, this is Diver Dan Doomy. Listen, aren't there ways to be funny other than making fun of dead people? You know, like last week or a couple weeks ago, something. We did a little bit about Will Gear, who's dead, and we're always doing bits about Elvis Presley. And listen, can't we have fun without being vicious? You know, like we do this long extended thing about locking Gene Simmons of Kiss in the refrigerator. Pretty bad. And on our first show, we did a thing called Feed the Press, where we actually ate somebody. And don't we have anything else to do but make fun of modern American institutions like celebrity game shows and discos? And, oh, last week we did a little bit called Bondage Burgers, you know. I was wondering about all these things, oh, just a week ago, while I was beating Olivia Newton-John over the head with Bing Crosby's body at the Pizza Hut. This is Midnight Mondo.
It's time for another adventure of the Culture Squad. The Culture Squad, fearless protectors of the good and the beautiful in American culture. Arbiters of fine taste. Guardians of a higher standard. The Culture Squad. They were dancing that night at the Meat Hook Disco. Mindless music. They thought they were having fun, but the Culture Squad knew better.
All right, kids, that's going to be it for the wet t-shirt contest. Now we're going to lay on you the wet shoe contest. So if you will just direct your feet onto the electrically charged floor right now, we're going to run it through volts through there, and we're going to have some fun.
Freeze, everybody!
This is the Culture Squad.
Okay, got it? We got you covered now. Don't talk to the men with the mask or the flamethrower. You have 5 minutes to clear the building. Get out! Clear the building!
Don't talk to the man with the flamethrower. Get out of the mask. This is the Culture Squad.
Meanwhile, in the Culture Squad command helicopter...
Looks good, Captain Taste. We got every disco in town burning. I can see them down there burning. Look at that.
That's right, Sergeant Polish.
Look at them things burning.
You know what we're going to do now? Now we're going to move on and wipe out the Burger Baron.
You mean?
That's right. Operation Ground Beef. They'll never know what hit them.
I'll have a hamburger with cheese, maybe a Coke to go.
You'll have nothing of the sort. Step aside, son. This is the Culture Squad. Private, waste that meat. Got him right in the gizzard, Private. Good job. Oh, yeah, good. Always be sure, Private, there's nothing worse than wounded hamburger.
Yes, the Culture Squad, guardian of good and beautiful things in American culture. And you can join. You can have the unlimited power to decide what's good and what's bad. That's right. Join the Culture Squad and you'll get unlimited power. Plus a Culture Squad t-shirt to send your name and address to this station care of Culture Squad.
Hi, this is Steve Sleeper.
Hello? You don't say. You don't say. You don't say. Bye.
Who was it?
He didn't say. This is Midnight Mondo.
Mondo.
This is Midnight Mondo. Yes, the best of Midnight Mondo presented by this radio station. And Midnight Mondo is proud to be on this station, the best station. Yes, this station is proud to present, or it's the best. Is this the best station? Or Mondo, the best thereof. Yes, the best station presents. No, the best Mondo Midnight. This is Mondo.
Set camera one.
Ready remote. Cue slow-mo. Cue instant replay. Roll the idiot cards. Charlie, wind up cheerleaders. Ready, announcers in the booth. And roll super. 3, 2, 1, and roll tape.
It's Monday Night Warfare, brought to you by Down Chemical. Play on the nerves of your enemy and add a subtle touch to your war with Down. Also by Kelly Boys. When a government needs a temporary army, there are no finer mercenaries than Kelly Boys. Monday Night Warfare with your host, Dandy Dan Doomy, along with Coward No Cell. This is Monday Night Warfare.
From the Little Bighorn, here in Montana, the Dakota Sioux, under their respected coach, Coach Sitting Bull, who leads the Plains in Indian victories, a fine gentleman, always hard to read on the sidelines, shows very little emotion, going against this man, this platinum-haired glamour man, overrated, much maligned, over-publicized, General George Armstrong Custer and his highly rated 7th Cavalry. Indians have won the toss, Diver Dan, and they have chosen to attack on all four sides. The 7th Cavalry will defend from the top of the hill there. That's a rather tenuous position, even for someone with as many weapons as they have. Hey, Dandy?
Yeah, well, Custer's got a definite speed advantage with all those Winchesters coming out of the backfield, and, well, I guess he wants to shoot downhill. Of course, the Indians are going to have that advantage.
Well, there's the kickoff now, Diver Dan.
Yeah.
There they go.
And
they're
here
off.
Here they come. Look at those Indians hit.
A bad break early. I don't think Custer wanted this kind of field position.
No, he's had to change his game plan already. They're just cowering around here.
He's trying to call some audibles down there, and I don't think they're working, Danny.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Looks like the Indians just invented the blitz there. Boy, they're winning the war in the trenches. No doubt about that.
No doubt about it.
Look at that sweep around right end there and around left end.
And right up the middle there.
Wow.
Can we get a replay of that? Oh, God, that's even more gruesome in slow motion there.
Oh, boy, there goes the bomb.
Oh, there's a flag.
Somebody's riding off with the flag there.
I think the official's badly wounded down there, Dandy Dan.
It's hard to tell whose side people are on, you know, than the officials.
There might be too many men on the field there.
Much too many. Not enough for Custer on the field.
I think it's all over. It seems to be quiet down there.
Yeah.
Boy, I wonder where that Indian learned how to play trumpet.
Oh, that sure ain't one of Custer's men playing it. I don't think any of them are left.
It's going to be a long injury report in 7th Cavalry Headquarters this week.
Yeah, they played bad. The Indians look good.
I hear rumors they're moving to Cleveland.
Next week on Monday Night Warfare, Dresden Raid.
Dresden.
The outnumbered and crumbling defense of Nazi Germany against the number one rated offense of the Allied Powers, led by Kurt LeMay, that number one draft pick from Penn State. Join Dandy and Coward next week.
Monday Night Warfare, produced by Swoon Garbage. Executive producer Leslie Howard Gore, directed by Herman Goering. Statistics by Adolf Hitler. Camera units director, Creature from the Black Lagoon. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other use of or description of or accounts of this game and or battle may not be seen or heard and or with or without the written permission and or okay or so go ahead from Franklin Delano Roosevelt and or a good friend of Bob Dylan. This is Monday Night Warfare.
Oh my goodness, there goes one of my little pieces of porcelain.
Oh, the porcelain is
this
gone.
Is Midnight Mondo.
Octo Lima.
Midnight Mondo takes you into the realm of outer space with Space Commander Whack.
It's time for another thrilling space adventure with Space Commander Whack. Space Commander with his sidekick Stupid Larry and Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
Come along, Stupid Larry. We're off to the stars. Bring along the dead dog, would you please?
Space Commander Whack, strange being from another planet where they never brush regularly and say continually, thank you, come again.
Thank you, come again.
In the daring space adventure army of Earth, thank you, Space Commander Whack. Last time, you remember, Space Commander Whack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog, were on their way to the planet Corkscrew to confront their archenemy, Droid Donahue, who was once again trying to destroy the Earth.
Commander Whack, Droid Donahue is always trying to destroy the Earth. I really can't believe anybody could be so purely evil through and through.
Come again. No wonder they call you Frederick Engels, Stupid Larry. No one is purely evil. Evil and good are qualitative distinction whose existence exists only as subjective norms based upon the moral standards of the adjudicate. So not even Droid Donahue is purely evil. You understand, Stupid Larry? Let's be charitable, boys and girls.
We're approaching Droid Donahue now, Commander Whack.
I'll wring that maggot's neck.
Should I fire the carbon laser torp bomb?
Again. No, we'll sneak up on him by using our anti-G decellular invisibility ray.
You mean those bushes we hide behind when we want to camouflage
ourselves?
That's
right. We'll hide our spaceships. Droid Donahue will then be taken completely by surprise. Thank you. Come again.
Oh, that large bush floating through space! It can only be Space Commander Whack. Well, it's too late to stop me, the evil Droid Donahue, from destroying the Earth once and for all.
By your leave, sir. How? Why? Where? When?
Oh, you're such a transistorized retardo. Get out of here.
Don't hit me.
Who has time for these questions? Suffice it to say that I've devised a method to suck the water up out of all the oceans, causing all the oil tankers to get stuck in the mud. Then my dream will come true. Parody for the NCAA Division II football. Well, time to get started.
Well, in another part of the same star system.
Careful with that bush, Stupid Larry. We don't want to get Glorf all excited. His leg's already stiff.
I wonder what Droid Donahue is up to, Commander Whack.
Down, Glorf. Oh, he's up to about here.
Boy.
That's an old Earth joke, Stupid Larry.
Yep.
Stupid Larry, in times like this, when tension is high and temper short, it's good to introduce a little levity to sort of liven up the atmosphere.
Well,
of course, this planet has no atmosphere. Boys and girls, if you have an atmosphere for this planet, set fire to your bed, tie up your bed.
Pardon me for haunting your reverie, Commander Whack, but What in the world is that?
What world? Boys and girls, if you know what world Stupid Larry is referring to, eat lots of sugar, keep rats
look,
under
Commander
your...
Look, Commander Wack, a giant tube is protruding from the ground.
It's a large straw, Stupid Larry, stretching higher. All the way to Earth. Droid Donahue is going to suck up all the oceans through it from his underground headquarters here.
Suck up the oceans? How can we stop him?
I don't think we can, Stupid Larry. It looks hopeless to me. Let's just get back in the starship and, to the stars, whatever that is we do.
Commander Wack, couldn't we cut the straw in half or something like that? That's something I would think.
Cut the straw. Nah, that won't work. It's just
well,
off
we go,
to the
go,
stars.
Go punch out whatever. Troy Donahue's lights or something. We
punch him out? Nah, that won't work. Well, it's hopeless. Let's just off to the stars.
Coming.
Stay tuned!
Commander Wax, shouldn't we have, captured Droid Donahue while we had the chance down there?
Stay tuned for what, Stupid Larry?
Yeah, stay tuned for what?
Just stay tuned!
Just stay tuned, Commander Wax.
Commander Wack. No, arrest Droid Donahue. He's sort of the essence of potential good in humanity. He's not bad. He just, he hangs around with the wrong crowd, I think.
Put on some weight, too, I think.
There's a lot of water weight.
Boys and girls, if you know where the water weight goes and how Droid Donahue can get rid of it, just crush yourself in a caterpillar tractor and send your little
better yet, boys and girls,
Commander
if
Wack,
you know any better
commander.
People that Droid Donahue could hang out with so he won't be so nasty, just write it letter to the announcer who said stay tuned.
Care of Space Commander Wack. Space Commander.
Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Stay tuned!
Space Commander Wack. Space Commander. Mondo. Does anyone have a glass of water? Whack. This is the best of Midnight Mondo.
When great music's got you down, we'll pick you up. Midnight Mondo. Up, up, way up there.
This is the best of Midnight Mondo.
Down.
Hey, my sweater's dirty. Why am I talking like this?
Let me get oval. It's a hot boy. I said oval.
Mondo.
Tired of the same old habit? The joyful mysteries just not joyful anymore? Fed up with all those Friday night cloister screenings of Going My Way?
Have we got a weekend plan for you at Worlds of Fun for Nuns. Yes, Worlds of Fun for Nuns. 450 acres of fun, fun, fun. Come to Martyrdom Land. You'll see the St. Sebastian Archery Range. You'll enjoy St. Blaise's famous chicken. Have a train ride through the treacherous Vale of Tears with Pope Urban VI and his 12 wives. A, the Blessed Assumption parachute jump will really knock you for a loop. You'll ascend to the heavens suspended on Holy Guadalupe rope and then plummet towards the earth, your life in his hands. You'll scream at 40 miles an hour on the near occasion of sin roller coaster. It's a real veil flapper, sisters. Rest at the small boy battling pavilion and dunk the Antichrist. A 12-year-old boy in navy blue shorts with white shirt and thin black tie will be your shepherd. You shall not want to ever leave Worlds of Fun for Nuns. Each ride blessed by the Pope, so you'll have an infallibly good time. Worlds of Fun for None, brought to you by True Faith Incorporated, a Tandy company.
And appearing this week through Advent at Worlds of Fun for Nuns, Ricky Nelson.
And so, as you, the girls of the graduating class of St. Mary's Station Wagon Academy for incredibly wealthy children, go forth to face life on its own terms, I'd like to remind you to chew your food thoroughly, don't wear shiny black shoes, and drop in and talk to Father Fitzmorgan if you have any questions about, you know, that filthy stuff we talked about earlier in hygiene.
Uh-oh!
want a sandwich.
Well, it looks like the shank of the evening's been dropped from a small helicopter and fallen right on top of another episode of The Best of Midnight Mondo.
Oh, I can get my sandwich.
Oh, boom. Yes, yep. The Best of Midnight. Get that shank out of here. What? The Best of Midnight Mondo, starring the Ogden Itzel, Bahalia Blues, and Samuel Mondo Bizarrio Band. I'm your studio host, Otis 12, and that's
Diver Dan Newby.
What do you got to say for yourself, Diver Dan?
I don't have much to say because I've been told to keep my mouth shut, but I will say this. We have a price for releasing the people of Los Angeles from under the threat of nuclear doom. And that's hard to say because I'm running out of breath. And
As you know, we promised to bludgeon Paul Anka here in a small Italian restaurant setting right on the show. While we're out of time, I guess we'll have to do it next week, assuming there is a next week. I mean, you never can tell. It is the 70s. Late 70s. Oh, Rod Stewart. Yes, Rod Stewart from his latest album.
Rod Stewart and a dangerous fire dance with blondes who want to kill him.
I never blondes?
The blondes.
The beauty, 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 beauty.
Oh, watch that fast. That's, of course, the strains of there Fats Waller no moon, here on Midnight no Mondo saying good evening, auf Wiedersehen, adieu,
aus
Vidania,
and
mushy mushy.
And this is nothing but a dream, so happy it is.
And there never was a heaven up above, above.
Mondo. Mondo.
What is this thing here got me like this? Mercy, if